We are now joined by Mr. Lloyd Sikeba, the conference coordinator for the upcoming Namibia International Cybersecurity Conference. Lloyd, thank you very much for joining us this morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. So let's get right into it so we don't take up too much of Tate Mike's time.
Yes.
Let's start with what is this cybersecurity and why should Namibians be interested in this upcoming conference?
So first of all, it's very important that we understand that cybersecurity is a very, very important aspect, especially not just for companies mm-hmm. or for government, even us as individuals, mm-hmm. you know. And what this cybersecurity is all about, it's a 3-day event, or should I say four,
yeah.
whereby it's a cybersecurity as well as conference, as well as exhibition.
Okay.
Now, it looks at that is a, you know, investing, it is one of that is, it serves as one of Africa's largest gathering in terms of, focus basically on cybersecurity.
Yeah.
Bringing together that is, government officials, tech experts, international specialists,
mm-hmm.
industry leaders, as well as, the public to address the rising digital threats and yeah. as well as building collaboration that is for a safe digital future, if I must put it in that context.
Yeah.
Now, some of the things that one might wonder as to why this cybersecurity is that it highlights that, you know, cyber threats, you know, are now becoming more and more. And, they affect individuals, businesses, and also national infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why this is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you said it's one of the biggest in Africa. So it's not just for Namibians, it's actually for the continent as well.
Yes, it's open for the, and we've actually had continent experts,
mm-hmm.
you know, come from all over, that is the continent, Nigeria, Kenya, South Africa, you know, you name it. We've had them attending the conference.
We actually have a caller on the line already. Let's see what they have to say. Eagle FM, good morning. Eagle FM, hello. All right, do call back if you want to ask Lloyd a question or two about the conference. The number in our studio here is 0832888401. Now, Lloyd, speaking now of the conference, let's take it back a bit for those that don't know, what is cybersecurity and why is it something that the average person should be aware and cognizant of?
Now, when we come to understanding what cybersecurity is, it refers mm-hmm. to the tools, practices, as well as technologies used in terms of protecting computers,
mm-hmm.
networks, programs and data from attacks,
yeah.
as well as damage and also unauthorized access.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's for the people in the community or anyone that does not know cyber. Most of the time when we speak cyber, we think, no, it's things that is for IT people.
Yeah, yeah.
But it affects even the ordinary citizen, even your child as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your child can have access to the internet and then the attack that is by a cyber, that is a hacker.
Yeah.
And then that gets into their phone and then it tries to expose them and say that, okay, if you don't take a picture of this, if you don't do this, then we're going to do this to you.
Yes.
Or we're going to post this. Now, hence, at the end of the day, they attempt to comply to what is being told to them.
Yeah.
Then that those attacks become very aggressive. Now, just a little bit to give a more context, when we understand as to what is this cybersecurity all about, you see, in a world where banking is, we've seen how our parents, grandparents have been, you know, robbed of their money, you know, in the previous years,
exactly.
as to their pension money and all this. And this is all done through cyber attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this also shows you that, you know, there's a level of education, a level of awareness, and there's a level of security, you know, strengthening that is needed in such areas.
Yeah.
Not only that, it also looks at the, you know, communication aspect and also education. Picture it as to what happens when your communication, you know, documentation for a company is hacked.
Yeah.
You know, whoever has access over it can actually request a lot of lump sum money mm-hmm. from you just for you to get it back.
Mm-hmm.
And it will cost you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this in a nutshell as to cyber threats, the different things like scams. You also look at things like, you know, ransomware. You also look at breaches and also data and fraud.
Yeah.
Now, they are identified as theft that can also impact anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's very, very important, especially in this ever-increasing digital world that we are aware of the threats out there and how to protect ourselves.
Yeah.
So speaking now of last year's conference, last year was the inaugural conference.
Mm.
What were some of the positives that came from last year's conference and perhaps what lessons did you learn that you will maybe implement for this year's conference?
Wonderful. So this year is the third.
The third. Yes.
So last year was the second edition.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the beauty about Namibia Cybersecurity Conference is an exhibition is that every year we keep leveling up. Every year we keep bringing the best.
Yeah.
And as well as a serving that is the Namibian, the nation, as well as the continent, and even you can call it a globe.
Yeah.
With that is cyber expertise.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we reflect, that is to last year's conference, 2025, it drew over 70 international speakers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you were to look into that, it's not just any ordinary speakers. These mm-hmm. are experts within their field. So 70, that is cyber experts, and also 40 plus international speakers, and also discussions around that is strategies for protection, innovation, and also collaboration.
Yeah.
We also had that as government officials, including that as, ministry, the MICT, that is representatives, and also different aspects of ministries that were present.
Mm-hmm.
Now, introducing locals to digital tools, such as mobile apping reports, systems, and also from scams, and also receiving real time, that is safety alerts.
Yep.
And this was also focused more on policy reform and workforce development.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think some of the things that stood out, if we have to put that, is the dynamic speaker lineup.
Yeah.
It's a dynamic speaker lineup of the conference with international and also regional experts that were sharing insights in terms of threats, mitigation, and also best practices. Mm-hmm. Another aspect was the launch of public tools and awareness initiatives to empower citizens and also SMEs to become cyber resilient. And also you get to see that last year's conference also looked at concrete discussions about legal reforms like ongoing cyber crimes and data protection. Like what happens now if someone, steals your money from your bank? Or where do you go? How do you report it?
Exactly.
Yeah, or maybe someone hacks into your Instagram account. Yeah. What do you say to the police station?
100%.
So that some of these things are quite important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, last year after the conference, there was a, can I call it maybe like a booklet or something that was released for public consumption?
Yes.
Yes, sir. So we'll make sure to put that on our social media pages as well if the public would like to go through some of the insights that were provided last year. And as you said, there'll be speakers from all over the world that the last two conferences, I recall there were partners such as Amazon Web Services, were there. So looking at this year, who are some of the speakers that the public can look forward to at this year's conference?
Now, looking at this year's conference, this year we've gone more bigger,
mm-hmm.
and the lineup of speakers keeps on getting even interesting.
Yeah.
If I'm to speak just to start off just with a little bit of day one, you get to see that is cyber awareness experts, mm-hmm. such as, we'll be talking around cyber hygiene and everyday protection. I'm talking about the vice president of ISACA, South Africa. Now, if for people in IT, you know that ISACA is one of those regulatory boards that, gives you certification into the cybersecurity web, space. So we have that is Mr. Movango, who will also be presenting on that day. We're also looking at, we also have another speaker, that is Dr. Monica Nehemia, who will be talking about the dark web uncovered, why it matters and what in the real world. I know many of us might have heard, there's the dark web and all this.
Yeah.
There's the other internet without that other people don't know. So she'll also be touching on this aspect. We also have the vice president of ABSA, South Africa, also coming to Namibia. That is Ms. Fundi, that is Rarane. And not only that, when we look at some of the speakers that we also have IT audit specialist from Ghana, that is Mr. Samuel Mensa, who will also be speaking about cyber risks, audit, and also government perspective. So obviously, from a government perspective, I would want to know as to what's really happening in that space. How do we work better on that?
Yeah.
But not only that, we also have a variety of speakers. Now, we're also looking at We have Grace Letza, that is Letseka, that is the head, that is head silence and head silence, that is at First Rand in South Africa, that is FNB.
Yeah.
We'll be speaking on lessons from national cyber incidents.
What's
beautiful about this, when you you have lessons, it's not a story of this is what happens, but it's an experience of what happened.
A real life situation,
how you can actually go about it.
Yeah.
And we'll just to look at other aspects. We also have speakers from Zimbabwe,
mm-hmm.
that is Kanda Kwashe, who will also be speaking on artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, and emerging threats,
mm-hmm.
and also the CISO, that is of old group C, group CISO Old Mutual, that is from Zimbabwe, that is Mr. Victor, that is Krishiri, will also be speaking. And another one that's also interesting, just for women empowerment, I like to put it out there, is that we'll also have women in cybersecurity and youth. This will be presented, that is by Ms. Tseho Fatso,
mm-hmm.
that is she's a senior cyber and information specialist, that is in Sage, South Africa. Now, just to bring it, maybe now one might be wondering, what about the locals?
Yeah.
You know, what about our own? So we have, I'm not quite sure if we are acquainted with Nupresh.
Yeah.
So he will also be presenting that is from cybersecurity to cyber poverty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Africa Digital. Mm. So Nupresh is the managing director of Facilitate 8.
Yeah.
That is private limited company. And we also have that is Mr. Jason, that is Simon, the chairperson of NCCI.
Okay.
Maruru branch.
Okay.
And also looking at we also have that is the CREN representatives, you know, whereby there will be a plenary session.
Yeah.
Where a panel discussion whereby we have that is speakers from that is the Communication Regulatory Authority of Namibia,
mm-hmm.
you know, whereby we're looking at a brief discussion on a national key asset protection and also landscape, or should I say threats landscapes in that aspect.
Yeah.
And bringing it down, it's full, it's jam-packed, but just to go through, just so that everyone listening gets to hear that, okay, we also have our own having to present.
Mm-hmm.
We also have that is lectures that are presenting, you know, that is from different universities that will also be present, mm-hmm. just to highlight a few.
Will the MICT be on board this year as well?
Yes.
100%.
Yeah, MICT will also be on board because we have reached out, that is, to government officials. We have been sending emails. And maybe for those that are listening, yes, some emails are still being sent. We're still to visit some of the offices just for those official invitees and to invite
mm-hmm.
because it's a... We've taken this more as a serious, you know, national agenda, international, continental agenda.
100%.
And we don't want anyone to be left out.
Exactly. Yes. And so now in terms of the public attending this, give us some details on, firstly, when the exact dates of when it is happening. How can people register? Is there like, is there things like corporate tickets available, individual tickets available? Where should they go to register and so forth?
Wonderful. So in terms of the event, the Namibia International Cybersecurity Conference and Exhibition will be taking place on the 22nd to the 24th of April,
mm-hmm.
2026.
Okay.
Now it will be taking place at Arabush or Travel Lodge, that is in Windhoek.
Mm-hmm.
Now the format in which it will be taking place there is it's a masterclass, and then we have strategic and technical conferences and also exhibition on policy dialogues, panel discussions,
yeah.
you know, top executives and also a cyber gala dinner.
Mm, okay.
Now it's open to the members of the public, as you said. Now mm-hmm. the early bird registration ends on the 31st of March, 2026.
So people still have time.
Yeah, people still have time. Now for those that would like probably that is to register, you can simply just go on our website. That is at www.dstech.com.na. I'll repeat that. www.dstech.com.na. Now that is for registration. For those that are keen or interested in registering, that is for the cybersecurity conference.
Mm-hmm.
We also, that is also invite, that is exhibitors, because why we're also encouraging exhibitors, it's an international continental conference.
Yeah.
That is the largest in Africa being done in Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
So as a corporate, you might want to showcase your company's, you know, products and, you know, what you do, the services you offer.
Yeah.
And mind you, it's going to be seen not only just by we as a Namibian, but also by the international space and the continental, you know, audience
mm-hmm.
that will be coming. Now, so it's very important also to grab that opportunity.
Yeah.
They say visibility is the most important aspect in terms of service delivery and also just to letting the world out there know as to what you do and what you offer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But now just to touch on the aspect of the prices what are the prices for one to, let's say, maybe register or if they would like to be part or to attend the conference.
Yeah.
Now, all this are stipulated on the website and, one can just browse through to see in which category they fall. There is student packages, there is corporate packages, and there is even, that is a benefit of those that are coming from industrial aspect, whereas in, let us say you want to come as a group.
Okay.
There are also different packages around that,
mm-hmm.
that covers in those areas, and also even the executive gala dinner.
100%. Lloyd, is there anything else that I maybe perhaps didn't ask you that you would like to share with the listeners before we cross over back to Tate Mike?
I think just to before we cross over, I would like to leave this here. You mm-hmm. know, the 2026, you know, Namibia International Cybersecurity Conference is a premium continental platform.
Yeah.
Very, very important to understand that. So
yeah.
we're not taking it lightly because we're bringing that is policymakers,
mm-hmm.
regulators, critical infrastructure operators, industry leaders, academia, cybersecurity professionals, the youth and students to strengthen Africa's Cybersecurity Resilience and Digital Trust.
Yeah.
For far too long, we haven't had frameworks in many African countries, even Namibia, as to what happens when this happens.
Exactly.
You know, and understanding something first before you bring in a policy is much more better to actually push. And also making sure that people understand how impactful this is. Cybersecurity is increasingly moving at a fast pace.
Yeah.
So the more it moves at a fast pace, we too as a people need to understand how do we better work on this.
Exactly. And actually, one last question before we cross over, as I was listening to you speak. Since the conference started, this is now the third one. How would you say the cybersecurity landscape in Namibia now specifically has either progressed or maybe even regressed since this conference started? Has there been improvements in our space? I know policy-wise, we don't really have anything concrete in place yet, but in your view, how have things developed in that space since the start of this conference?
I think when it comes to the start of the conference, there is awareness that is rising gradually.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see that back in the days, we were linked to clickbait.
Yeah.
Whatever
yeah.
I sent, people just click. But now people are more like, wait a minute, let's find out.
Yeah.
You know, you even get to see people that would even try and ask, you know, within the cybersecurity space, like, hey, I saw this. Mm-hmm. What is your take on this? And even from the previous conferences, we've even had people present as to if it's not from ours, if it's not from our social media platforms, please do not take it with, you know, just say, don't agree with it.
Yeah.
You know, and currently people are now also being aware and alert. Mm-hmm. And also reporting cases of cybersecurity, because we from the DSTEC technology, from that is Namibia International Cybersecurity Conference and Exhibition, we have a site where, as in one, you can report. Remember I said this, you can report a cyber, you know, threat, so that once you report it, we have it on our system so that everyone can see that, okay, this is what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, currently the one thing that's trending is that of WhatsApp.
Yeah.
You know, you might get the SMS from WhatsApp saying that, no, this is your WhatsApp. If you want to retrieve it, please click on this link.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the moment you click on that link, basically your WhatsApp, you are giving authorization for your WhatsApp contacts and everything to be given to someone.
Yeah.
And recently I had a close friend actually, whereas in his WhatsApp was, you know, being controlled by someone else. The picture is his. And the person from the other hand, the cyber attacker, could even write my name and say, hi, Lloyd. I wanted to ask, I'm campaigning for this and this, and I wanted your approval. I'll send you a link.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, if you do not know all these things, you become a victim. Yeah.
Very quickly.